When Jane Austen was just 19 years old, she wrote the first draft of a novel called Lady Susan. It's the story of a beautiful and unprincipled widow and her scheme to marry her innocent daughter off for money. Now, Austen never finished the novel, but now film director Whit Stillman has, in a new film and a novel of his own, both called Love and Friendship. This is a bit of a departure. Stillman is best known for a trio of films he made in the 1990s, Metropolitan, Barcelona, and The Last Days of Disco. They were ironic, talky movies about rich, urban, overeducated preppies. So he's not the kind of director you would expect to do a costume drama love story. But Lady Susan seduced him, along with everyone else.
Catherine, letter. Seems Lady Susan will finally visit. In fact, she's already on her way.
What?
Lady Susan Vernon. Congratulations on being about to receive the most accomplished flirt in all England.
Whit, you've been a Jane Austen fan for a long time. So tell us about Lady Susan. Now, this was an unfinished novel that you drew on for the film. I have heard you describe it as a little evil. How come?
Well, the novella is not evil, but the protagonist is fairly evil, and her best friend, Alicia Johnson, is fairly evil. Their aspirations are to marry for money, and they're sort of waiting for people to die, so there might be money available for them. And Jane Austen's humorous. I mean, she's a wonderful sense of humor in all her writings. But this is a different kind of humor. It's more what we associate with Oscar Wilde or something like that.
You promised that you would give up all contact with this woman.
What a mistake you made marrying him. Too old to be governable, too young to die.
Lady Susan.
How dare you address me, sir? Be gone, or I will have you whipped.
Outrageous. Have you never met him?
No, I know him well. I would never speak to a stranger like that.
There are so many really great single lines in this.
Yes.
I haven't thought of Austen as so much of a, I don't know, it's like 18th century one-liners.
Yeah, there are loads of them. And my favorite is facts are hard things. Facts are hard things.
Some of my favorite bits involve this guy, Sir James Martin.
Yes.
This is the guy Lady Susan is scheming to have marry her daughter.
How jolly. Tiny green balls. Mmm. Yes.
Well, I'd say he's
good
very
tasting.
Silly. He's a bit of a rattle.
Quite
he's
sweet.
No Solomon.
What are they called?
Peas.
If my daughter were not the greatest simpleton on earth, she'd be engaged to him now.
It's funny because Austen's novels are generally considered romances. I mean, I first fell in love with them as, you know, a 16-year-old girl reading, going back and forth between Pride and Prejudice and, I don't know, Harlequin romances.
Yes. And that's the way they're sort of, the adaptations are marketed. But I don't think that's what she's doing, really. So, yes, there's that pleasure that you have because it's a story of people finding each other and falling in love and getting married, but the meat of what she's doing is not really that. She's observing and appreciating character and expressing character, and there's a lot of sense along with the sensibility.
So were you wanting to create a different kind of Austen film? I mean, sort of
yes.
bring out that
yes.
element of her in a way that we haven't seen in some other Austen adaptations?
Exactly. I mean, why does one make films? One makes films because one doesn't like everyone else's films. So among the Austen adaptations, the one I really admire is the Emma Thompson, Ang Lee, Sense and Sensibility. And I felt that maybe with our film Love and Friendship, we could be sort of the comic counterpoint to that. So if people wanted to sort of see their first, you know, Jane Austen adaptations, they could see that for the romance and ours for the comedy.
I'm afraid Sir James's best qualities are not immediately apparent.
And yours is like this sharp-edged comedy of manners.
How many suitors of great wisdom can a young woman expect to find these days?
Don't know.
None. And I confess, I ask myself, is such a quality even desirable in a husband?
I don't know. Stephen Fry, who's in our film, gave a disquisition on Jane Austen. And I think The word manners has been rendered useless now. It's too much associated with forks and napkins and Emily Post. And so we shouldn't use comedy of manners. We should go back to comedy of morals. You know, this is serious stuff. It's not sort of frivolous society, I don't know what.
But I mean, what are the moral ideas that she's or you are playing with or raising in Love and Friendship?
That's over my head. I can't say. I don't know. It's in there somewhere. Someone's going to figure it out. That's why I read critics, because I want to know the critics' thinking as well as what the author said.
What you said in other interviews, that you love the 18th century, that you just feel completely comfortable in it. How come?
Well, I don't feel comfortable in it because I think it was quite uncomfortable, but I do love it and I admire it. And I think the comfort factor might have been bad.
What do you love about it or admire about it?
The architecture, the music, the literature, the clothes, the houses, the dances, horses and carriages sound great.
But aside from that, I mean,
the movies weren't very good back then.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, do you think you would have preferred to live then?
No, I don't think that, because I don't think the differences between the 18th century and the present are necessarily that vast. I mean, I think we sort of exaggerate differences between decades and between years.
In what way do you think the 18th century is similar to our century?
Well, in what ways is it different? That's a better question.
Okay, bathrooms, central heating, way of life, the internet.
Yeah, I don't think those things are really very important. I mean, how we distract ourselves, you know, I don't know. I think we exaggerate the differences sometimes.
It's interesting. We were thinking about the 18th century and the Enlightenment culture. It was a very critical, very science-inspired culture. You know, it's reason we call it the Age of Reason. And I think there's a kind of particular ironic sensibility also, which I know that critics have pointed out in your films. But I think there's also a really strong thread of romanticism running at least through this film. When we were talking about, you know, the beautiful rooms and the gardens and the houses and the gorgeous clothes and the music. So I guess what I'm working around to ask is I'm wondering if you think of yourself as more of a classic Enlightenment rationalist or more of a romantic.
Well, I find romanticism appealing but dangerous. So if, for instance, someone was to read a lot of F. Scott Fitzgerald and become very sort of obsessed with the F. Scott Fitzgerald view of the world, I think you'd be a little bit deranged. You're a little bit inequipped to deal with daily life. And one of the good things about Jane Austen is she doesn't have that. She's not a romantic that way. And reading Jane Austen and appreciating her thought makes one better equipped to deal with things and be sane and not be crazy and depressed and hysterical that some other books can lead you to. So I love Balzac, but I feel really evil when I read Balzac. I feel he's leading me to think evil thoughts. And the Catholic Church banned his books, and I think they were right to, from their point of view. He really makes one want to, you know, meet the wealthy woman and marry her so one can have her fortune. And that's the way he's thinking all the time, or having his characters think. So each writer sort of brings a certain sanity or lack of sanity to the way we regard the world.
And as a filmmaker, do you feel like you've satisfied your longing for the 18th century, or did this just whet your appetite?
I do have another project that I would do if I had time to do it, so I've sort of thought that through and have it, but I just don't know if I can get everything done.
Okay, you're going to leave us with a mystery then.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thanks for talking today.
Thanks very much.
Whit Stillman is the director of the film Love and Friendship. He's also written his own novel with the same title, both based on the original by Jane Austen.